New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we're coming to the end of the season. Only 2-3 weeks left, really, because championship week.
I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. And inside, you're ugly. Ugly like me. You will be soon, because Missouri won't be ranked soon enough.
We are still ranked in the college football playoff. The people's committee. You don't hate the media enough. Fuck the AP. The people ranked us.
The commies that are the committee.
They're the capitalists. The commies are the AP, the press, fucking libs. The committee, private. Doing it for money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're the oligarchs.
That's I'm into it.
Move to Moscow if you want that. No thank you. Shitting all over Indiana. Can't take it.
Shitting all over Indiana. They're ranked fifth.
Shitting all over Indiana.
With that schedule, fifth is fucking great.
Are they ahead of Penn State now, right?
No, they're not. They're not. Yeah, and we're not going to talk about Missouri at all on this show ever.
Well,
this year,
next week probably.
No, we're beating Mississippi State. It's not a problem.
I mean, after you guys just stumble in Starkville,
Penn State is in fact ranked ahead of Indiana. What a year for the Big Ten! 4 out of the top 5 are Big Ten teams.
I do want to start the show off with just saying the college football playoff rules.
Yeah, we were talking about it before the show
started.
It's
awesome.
The 12-team playoff makes things so much more interesting, including we were talking about, will the Big 12 get left out?
They might. There's a path.
Explain
There's
that.
There's a path for the Big 12 just not to be in the playoff.
Explain that path.
Not Colorado or Arizona State.
So BYU...
BYU could obviously win out. And they'll make the playoff.
They would make the playoff with one loss for sure.
Yeah. But like, say chaos happens. Kansas wins this weekend.
They will.
Arizona State wins this weekend.
And then lose
to Arizona next week. If Iowa State just kind of wins with like 2 or 3 losses, I think they might get left out.
I think Iowa State still has to play K-State, although it is at home.
There's also a path where Army goes undefeated, beats Notre Dame, beats Tulane.
Yeah, and then maybe, but who even cares if they lose to Navy in the Army-Navy game?
Well, no, they have to win that game. It doesn't matter.
They don't have to win the Army-Navy game.
They have to for aesthetics, all right, for the eye test.
Yeah, fine, but they don't have, it doesn't matter. It's literally an exhibition. They need to move that game. But 3-loss Colorado is not getting in, even if they win the Big 12.
Dude, but...
I think.
Could you say the same thing about Clemson if they win the fucking ACC?
No.
They lose. They get blown up by South Carolina. They win the ACC.
I mean, they shouldn't get in. Yeah.
But Clemson, because they're a name brand, they're...
Clemson's actually ranked a spot below Colorado right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just saying it could get weird.
But the Pepe Sylvia dot connecting you have to do with the 12-team playoff is so fun.
And the college football committee is the best because it just creates conversation.
Yeah.
You're at the water cooler with... coworkers you typically don't want to talk to, but it's an interesting piece to just kind of go off for like 15, 20 minutes.
I'm so excited. So if SMU wins the ACC, they're in, and the ACC is a one-bid league.
Duh.
Right. There, but it's a one-bid league if SMU wins.
Actually, it's going to be really funny when SMU beats Miami or Clemson in the ACC championship, and then they just put it in Miami.
They put it in Miami anyway.
They just forget, right?
Like, yeah.
They've been doing this every week.
Well,
they keep forgetting SMU has not lost in the ACC, and they're not in over Miami.
I know. It's crazy. And Miami is going to lose at Syracuse.
Well, probably, yeah.
They're going to lose at Syracuse. Colorado's going to lose this week at Kansas.
Although we'll get to it. Syracuse got a big game this week.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah. I'm excited for that. I have not checked the slate, so I'm kind of looking at it fresh here. But the amount of situations that are possible right now.
It's the best.
The other thing we were talking about, I guess that we'll talk about later. UNLV right now not qualified for the Mountain West Championship, which we didn't realize.
Sneakily, Colorado State hasn't lost in the Mountain West.
So they're in.
They would play Boise in the Mountain West Championship
which is crazy.
And they don't have a hard path. They got to beat Fresno, and then they have to beat fucking Utah State.
Utah State's ass. Fresno's okay, and it's a home game for Fresno.
UNLV needs Colorado State to lose.
And would Colorado State even get in over UNLV still if they lost? Because does UNLV have...
They have one conference loss.
Okay. Who'd they lose out of conference?
They lost to Syracuse.
Oh, that's
right. Cal McCord, dude.
Syracuse.
And then they lost to Boise.
Yeah, that's fine. So
for the pride rules, I hope if Colorado State loses, they put in UNLV. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
You need to put in
what the qualifier is.
Your ranked team.
You got to put in that rematch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there are some conferences that do it by ranking.
But I mean, Colorado State could just be the total fucking just wild card here.
But fuck the Mountain
West. Where if they just fuck over the Mountain West, they win the Mountain West, beat Boise. Boise gets left out.
Well, who's in the new Pac-12? Because the Mountain West is dead anyway.
That's not relevant this year.
I know, but I'm just saying, does the Mountain West even care about doing right by anyone?
Maybe. Did Boise...
Colorado State's leaving too. So, yeah. Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, SDSU, Utah State for some reason, and then Gonzaga and everything but football.
Love that.
Yeah.
Gonzaga should make a football team, though. Why not?
They should. Well, fuck it. Fuck it.
They got a good basketball team this year. And we'll get to that in, January.
Yeah, we're going to start the basketball show after the left.
The break, dude.
There's too many shows.
I'm not doing a college basketball all year show.
The bandwidth is slim. But yeah, the 12-team playoff fucking rule. And by the way, it rules because it makes these non-ranked teams or bubble team, whatever, relevant. It's not just the ranked teams
that are
relevant in a college football playoff discussion.
And I'm sure people are probably talking to themselves, could South Carolina get in? You know, three losses.
No. Three losses. It's too many. But if you're a South Carolina fan right now, and I'm dead serious, that LSU game where you got fucked by the refs, I mean, that looms so fucking
This could
big.
Be like best case scenario for South Carolina, because obviously you weren't going to win the national championship this year. But you could be like, especially if you whoop Clemson's ass.
Oh yeah.
You'd be like, oh dude, we're the hottest team in the country. They don't want to play us. They left us out. We're the Phoenix Suns of the bubble. Remember when the Suns went 8-0 in the bubble and still didn't make the playoff?
Just short. Yeah.
Kind of a cool corner.
South Carolina would rather just make the playoff. I don't think that's a best case scenario for them.
We were the hottest team. You didn't want to play us.
The best case scenario was Florida State last year. Because then they didn't have to get butt fucked on national TV.
Getting fucked by Georgia was not ideal.
Yeah, but no one was playing at least.
Yeah, but people don't care about that. They would only care if the Georgia players weren't playing.
Yeah, but I mean, can you imagine? They wouldn't have scored a single point on Michigan's defense without Jordan Travis.
I don't think that's true.
I do.
And I also think if all their guys played, most of the dudes that made the NFL, I don't think Michigan's scoring on them either.
Michigan is, absolutely.
Just last year was Florida State's year, and it ruined the program. They would have won the national championship last year. I have no doubt.
Jordan Travis's leg break ruined the program.
Yeah. But I have no doubt Florida State wins the Natty last year.
I think the more I think
about it. And now they are about to be a two-win team.
Two?
They're playing Charleston Southern this week.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
If they can't win this weekend, I don't know what to tell you, Florida State. Norvell has to go if that's the case.
Just let Norvell go if that's.
Just pay whatever. I don't care. You can't lose to Charleston Southern.
Yeah, that's fair. How'd we do last week?
That's not important. We're kind of going 500 again. I went 9-10, whatever. I'm taking chances. 0-3 in my moneyline dog. You're a coward. You went 8-7. 0-1 in your moneyline dog.
I mean, at least I finished above 500 this week. It's been a rough couple weeks.
At least you're 119-103 on the season.
Yeah.
5-7 moneyline dogs. You know, I'm a cavalier. I'm a trailblazer here.
Volume shooter.
Not volume shooter. I'm out here being brave.
Okay.
And that's what my record tells me.
Okay.
I was courageous enough to go there.
Okay.
At 106, 130, and 3. 8-13 on moneyline dogs. I don't care, man.
I know you're past caring at this point. I understand that.
Is there a path for me to get back to 500?
I mean, yeah,
we could try. I just got to go perfect. I think
2 perfect weeks. Well, we're gonna do all the bowl games too.
Yeah.
So we'll do we'll do ranked bowl games too. It's just we'll do everything but the CFP.
Check it out on this show here on Outside the Top 25. We're about accountability. We're about transparency. Unlike a couple other people on this network who hide behind their picks, only flash their wins. We're here to be vulnerable with you guys.
We are, of course, talking about Joel. He is a coward.
Joel never shows his fucking losses. Never shows it.
He'll come in waving money around like it's his wiener. Doesn't tell us when he loses.
He flashes his wiener, too.
Yeah.
Just kind of waves it around.
He flashes wiener. He'll kind of rubber band the bills around his cock.
Yeah. And, I mean, Joel's packing.
When he wins, it's a lot of money. 2-3 rolls.
We don't call him Joel Hodge. He's Joel Hogg.
Yeah, Joel Hogg is his nickname in the office, in case you're wondering. Let's get into this week's picks.
Yeah.
It's a good slate. Good slate this week.
I decided to start Saturday just because there's a lot of games, and also this is coming out Friday. I mean, it is Friday right now as we record in the morning. We're going to get this out. So trying to give you a little time to get the picks in. To obviously fade me.
Yeah.
We're starting out with Iowa. -4.5 on the road at Maryland. The over-under is 43.5.
Ooh.
I feel like I know where this is going for you, solely out of spite, because you hate the University of Maryland. You despise the Terrapins. Somebody stole your pizza, and you have never forgotten about that.
People were very rude to me at the University of Maryland. Although, what's funny about that, though, also a really shitty college town. There's literally like 3 bars. It's very bizarre. It's just one little corner. However, I will say one of the most beautiful campuses I've ever been on. Like, I was there.
I've never actually been in the university, which is crazy because it was about, I don't know, 70 minutes, 80 minutes away from where I grew up.
Yeah. I mean, it is, it's awesome. Like, it is one of the best campuses I've ever been to. And I was there on Halloween, like, so October 31st, November 1st. That was the weekend I was there. Like, perfect autumn setting on a university campus, red brick everywhere. Like, thinking about just the campus, it's like a top 2 or 3 campus I've ever been on. Yeah.
Interesting. I had no desire to, like, visit University of Maryland, like, apply to the University of Maryland. There was nothing attractive about the University of Maryland.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they had a good basketball team at the time. Football sucks.
Their basketball team won a natty in 2002.
They were still good for years and years after that.
Yeah. Scott Van Pelt's doing a lot of heavy lifting for that university.
I like their arena, too. They had a good arena.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm taking Iowa.
You're taking Iowa. I'm going to go with kind of a staple of the show this year, Iowa overs.
Yeah, I actually like the over here as well.
Maryland, Iowa, I'm taking the over. You're going just Iowa, or are you taking
I'm taking the over as well. I like the over at 43.5. This isn't your older brother's Iowa.
No.
This isn't last year's Iowa.
Speaking of Syracuse earlier, this is their big game. Low-key, Jim Moore Jr.'s got UConn at 7-3.
This is a non-con, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is random to me that it's this late in the season.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that are playing non-cons this week.
The ACC, I didn't. But I guess Florida State's playing at that dog shit non-con this week,
yeah,
too.
Clemson, too, playing the Citadel.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe the ACC is just trying to follow in the footsteps of the SEC.
I never understand the complaints about that, because it really is just like you get that game later.
Yeah, it's just spread out.
Yeah. Like, everyone plays those same shitty teams.
You play a cupcake game, usually week 1, week 2. Georgia just plays it week 12, week 13.
And it's something of a disadvantage a lot of times to play a more meaningful game that early. And I would rather have all the cupcakes up front to let your team gel.
Also, you kind of like sleepwalk through this game, and then maybe you have a big rivalry game next week.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem advantageous for your program to like just kind of bullshit around the week before.
Right. Have like a little like scrimmage.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good to have.
I think what you would rather do is play a bad team in your conference.
And I think that's why the the Iron Bowl is actually always a good game, because Bama typically plays a Mercer.
Yeah.
The week before.
And then they're not sharp.
Not sharp, and then they have to play a dog shit Auburn team.
Yep. Who jumps up and bites them.
Man.
Which they're going to this year, I think. But
I don't think so. Honestly, I think Oklahoma might be a live dog this week.
Nah. No.
Alabama. They got a little bite, dude.
They don't.
Alabama. Bama plays to their competition. They can be elite. They can roll Georgia. Mm-hmm. Or they could lose to Vandy.
Vandy's not bad.
Yeah, but they're not bad for Vandy.
No, Vandy's just...
They're just okay.
They're straight up not... Oklahoma's bad.
I don't think they are. I think they're just okay, too.
No. The offense... There's no unit on Vandy that is, like, incompetent. The offense on Oklahoma
But Oklahoma's defense, I feel like, could... If they played each other head-to-head, which I don't believe they did this year.
Who?
Oklahoma-Vandy.
Oh, yeah.
I think Oklahoma's defense would keep it in the like keep them in the game.
Oklahoma's defense can keep them in the game. I'm just saying...
They also should have beaten Missouri.
But they didn't.
So they let you guys away. Now you're still ranked.
Well, we let them take it, and then we took it right back.
But back to UConn-Syracuse.
UConn covers it. I don't like this. I don't like 10.5.
It's a kind of a rivalry game.
It's basketball.
It's old Big East basketball.
One of the greatest basketball games I ever watched was Syracuse-UConn, that 5-0
Big East tournament.
Yep. Oh, my God.
That was elite.
We've talked about it before. I'll never get over the death of the Big East tournament. That was the best basketball tournament.
I mean, I grew up obviously a Big East fan.
Yeah.
Villanova.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
You know, don't cry because it's over.
Smile because it happened.
I will ride with UConn, and I will also ride with the over.
Okay.
Let's just cheer for points, baby.
Okay. I got no read on the over-under, so.
Next up, UNC going to Chestnut Thrill. North Carolina's laying 2.5. The over-under's 54.5. Obviously, Boston College has moved on from Tommy Cassianos.
Not even playing anymore.
In the transfer portal.
Yeah.
I believe their new quarterback's pretty solid.
He's been doing stuff. Been okay.
He's a cook.
Sure.
Who could say? Who could remember? I'm going to go BC here at home. Just money line. I'll take the points, but I'll also take money line dog.
Okay.
Bill O'Brien gets a program win against Mac Brown.
I mean, North Carolina's on a little 3-game win streak here after a horrifying 4-game losing streak. Can't say they played anyone of note on that. So, yeah, I'll take BC to cover. 2.5. This feels like a tight one. I'm not going to money line it or anything, but yeah, why not?
Do-do-do.
I think this is a airtight game.
So you think less than a field goal?
Yeah.
All right. Sam Houston, catching 5.5, low-key.
Yeah, explain this. Explain this Conference USA...
It's a big
Thunderdome throwdown.
It's a great game. Again, at Jacksonville State, over-under is 57.5. Now, this could decide the conference, I believe. Or this has major implications for the conference.
Yes. Now, do either of these teams have an outside shot?
No. No, they don't. Sam Houston lost to, obviously, my alma mater, UCF. Got blown out.
Yeah. Jack State's got 3 losses. They're absolutely not doing it.
Yeah, but I believe Jack State's coach, Rich Rodriguez.
Yes.
I mean, he's got the pedigree.
One of his players from West Virginia, his kid is on this team. Man, who is it?
He was at West Virginia so long ago.
I know.
What do you mean he's on the team? Like, he's a coach?
No, the son. Noel Devine's son, Andre.
Oh, Noel Devine's son.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Noel Devine might be running back coach for the team. I don't know.
Dude, there. What's fucked up about how old I am and you kind of are now is that, like,
just watching that highlight tape.
Well, I was watching like I watch UNLV games, right? And so I, like I said, like people have said before, people know, Barry Odom's their coach, right? He was the coach at Missouri for 4 years and was the DC. He coached at Missouri for 5 or 6 years. Anyway, including head coach for like 4 of them.
Dude, did Noel Devine have a kid at like 14?
Yeah, fucking probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. What? Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
He was the greatest fucking football player I've ever seen in high school.
Yeah, he was fucking constantly, I'm sure. But the DC for UNLV is a guy who played for Mizzou after I graduated. Michael Shearer was a linebacker for Mizzou in like 2015.
Okay.
And he's the UNLV DC. It's just like I mean, I don't even know if he's 30.
Fuck it, dude. I think every coach for college football programs at this point should be former players. Your whole staff should be former guys.
Okay.
Right now, our offensive coordinator should be Blake Bortles. Like, full stop.
Does it have to be your alums?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
What an awesome way to organize college football.
Dante Culpepper, head coach.
Yeah.
Bortles at OC.
I also think, honestly, let's just throw it back to like the old days. Like, fuck all this bullshit. You play in
Brandon
the state
Marshall,
you were born.
Wide receiver coach.
You play in the state you were born.
I mean, yeah, we can make it like full on just like high school football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to play in your school district.
It's like, man, I really want to go to a higher learning institution, but I was unfortunately born.
Right.
In Marshall.
I think it can just be the state. So like if you want to go play for West Virginia, you can play for West Virginia. Like if you were born in Miami, you can play for UCF type of thing, right? But it's like you can't.
We would have kept Bortles because he was a veto boy. He's right down the street.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I think I love that. I want that. Let's just roll it back.
Roll, yeah. People want to pay the players? No. Represent your area. Your state.
Not only make them work for free as slaves, don't let them leave their home.
Don't give them any freedom.
Yeah. Way less for keep the 12 team playoff. That's great.
Sure, pay them indentured servitude. That's fine. That's fine.
Yes.
I'm going to go Jacksonville State here to cover 5.5 over Sam Houston State. I think they're just a better team. Sam Houston State also just runs the ball a lot. So 57.5 is a lot of points. I'm going to go under as well.
Uh-oh, volume shooting. I'm taking Sam Houston. Better record, better team. Sam Houston needs this win. Now, hopefully they're not in a look-ahead situation.
Who they got next week?
Liberty.
Well, speaking of which, this is also a major implications here for the Conference USA Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Liberty. Host in Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers catch 1.5. The over-under is 56.5. Dude, Liberty fucking sucks this year. It's weird.
Kennesaw beat them, which was horrifying. We're going
with the Hilltoppers. Big. We're going Western Kentucky plus the 1.5. We're also going money line, dude. They're just going to win the game.
Okay. Yeah, man. Liberty barely squeaking by UMass. Middle Tennessee, they beat by 20, whatever. But back-to-back losses against Jack State and Kennesaw. And then their App State game, they wouldn't even play because of the hurricane.
Cowards.
They got lucky. Actually, they did get lucky that game got canceled.
No, App State is kind of ass this year. Granted, it's a game in Boone.
It's a road game.
Road game in Boone, which is honestly, I think it's on my like wish list to go to.
Yeah. Well,
a game in Boone. It's beautiful.
Oh, like, yeah.
Overlooking the mountains.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's great. We should do like eventually, we should take them to like a true college football road trip.
Yeah.
Like, fuck these big games. Who cares about these big games?
I don't want to. Yeah. Let's go sit in an NFL stadium.
Yeah. That's cool. No, let's go to Boone, North Carolina, dude. Let's go where the people are.
Yeah.
People that actually drink hard AF.
Yeah. Yes. Man, yeah, Western Kentucky has 3 losses on the year. Two of them are a 1-point loss to Boston College, and then obviously a butt-fucking at the hands of Alabama week 1. They're not losing two in a row. Moneyline, Western Kentucky. Also cover Western Kentucky.
Harder schedule.
What?
I mean, they're primed for this. Harder schedule.
Yep. I think Liberty's weak. Yeah.
Who was the school? I think it was a basketball program that just scheduled like the hardest possible non-con. So then when they got to their conference play, they just destroyed everybody. Like, they kind of tanked their record, but just hoped they won their conference.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, if we play Kentucky, Duke, all these just like really just like hitter after hitter.
Yeah.
We'll be prepared. There was like a smaller school that did that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Like
Colgate? Maybe not.
You should do that, by the way, because you will feel like you're on easy mode.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, man, these guys suck.
Once you get into the Colonial Athletic Conference or whatever.
I think somebody also did that in football. There was an FCS school too that did this where they played, I think, like four or five FBS schools, and it almost disqualified them from the FCS playoffs
because they played too many out.
Because they played too many FBS, like Division I schools.
Oh wow, that's funny.
Yeah,
yeah, you should do that. They're like South Dakota State should just start every year against like three D1 schools.
South Dakota State should play like Iowa.
Yeah,
every year.
Oh my god, yeah.
Just play a bunch of Big Ten teams.
It literally doesn't affect your route like going for.
They might beat the fuck out of you though. Like, you just have a bunch of injuries that might suck.
That would be the one thing.
Football's a little different than basketball.
For sure.
Next up, we got JMU -7 going to Boone. The over under is 58.5. App State doesn't have it this year. Dukes. I'm gonna go with the.
I'm taking the Dukes.
You're going JMU?
Yeah.
I keep fading JMU and it keeps biting me. But home game at Boone, maybe there's a little magic left. They cover the 7. JMU only wins by 3. Give me App State. Okay. Give me. This is a weird line, too. Arizona catching 11 at TCU.
Arizona has just fallen off a cliff, man.
But they just showed up again last week. I mean, we fucking rolled them. But Arizona, their offense either shows up or doesn't. And then that's kind of like an indication of whether or not they win. Like, Arizona has the capability to score 42 or 7. And there's nothing in between.
Yeah. TCU, pretty up and down season. I guess you could say after the SMU loss, they've gotten it together. Because they had really bad losses back-to-back weeks against UCF and SMU. But then...
I was the highest I've ever been when we came back and beat TCU.
Clearly,
it's written in the fucking stars. UCF is going to have an awesome season this year.
Oh, for it to be week 3 again.
Yeah. Man, we had so much hope, so much promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunate.
I mean, TCU just fucking handled Oklahoma State, who is also a mess.
Oklahoma State hasn't won a conference game.
That's so funny. And they're not going to.
They're not going to.
They're not.
Gundy's got to go.
It's time.
It's time to retire Gundy.
It's over for Gundy, I think. I mean, you and K-State are the two best programs in the, like, historically in the conference now.
And you both kind of suck ass this year. Kansas State, what a fucking monumental disappointment.
K-State.
It was there for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing, too. If Tulane enters the conversation, they're going to have to reckon with the fact they lost Kansas State at home.
It's looking worse and worse.
Yeah, Kansas State's not good. So you can't, it's not like you can put a Tulane in over a fucking Big 12 team. You just can't.
Could you put Tulane, they'd have to beat Army, so never mind. Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't do that.
Oklahoma and Kansas State as your losses? Nah.
Especially if that Big 12 team fucking beat K-State.
Yeah. There's going to be some common opponents.
Yeah.
Can't do it. I'm going to go Arizona catching 11 at TCU. Hoover's had a quietly good year, but my man can't throw more than 15 yards downfield. He's just dinking and dunking his way.
Yeah. They also have like covered an 11-point spread once this year. Once.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Yeah, Arizona. Arizona to cover.
You had Arizona plus 11.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Fuck it. It's so weird. I'll go TCU to cover 11.
Okay. TCU.
I'll also just kind of go with the over. and hope Arizona scores a couple points.
Man, Arizona. Yeah, I was thinking about the over as well, just because, I mean, TCU's been scoring. What's the over under?
59.5.
TCU's put up 38, 34, 35 in their last 3 weeks. It's, I'll stay away. I think TCU wins.
Yeah.
Well, but they just haven't covered that all year.
Next up, we got Northwestern catching 10 at Michigan. The over-under is 36.5. Oh, boy. Give me the under. This is a game Michigan wins 17-0.
Boy. I was wondering if it was going to be snowing. Great snow game last night, by the way, in the NFL.
Unexpected, too. I guess I was not paying attention to the weather report.
No. Apparently, though, it was snowing in Chicago, according to listeners that were
I remember seeing that. I saw nothing about.
Well, who do you know in fucking Cleveland?
Don't worry about who I know in Cleveland, dude. I got hitters everywhere.
Sure you do.
I got my ear to the street all over this country. You don't know a goddamn thing, all right?
Okay. I'm sure I don't. Yeah, this is tough. This over would have barely hit against Ohio State. God damn. I will take Michigan. I'll just take Michigan.
How funny would it be if Indiana wins this weekend against Ohio State? And then Michigan just pulls off the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. Ryan Day still can't beat Michigan.
Ryan Day doesn't even get into it.
Ryan Day's never beaten Michigan, right?
No, he has.
He has?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a good record, but I think, he was beating Harbaugh for a little bit there.
Has Ryan Day beat Michigan?
At least once he has.
Maybe he's 1-2.
That doesn't make sense.
They've played 3 times.
They play every year.
Yeah.
Ryan Day's
been
the coach.
In 2020.
Oh, yeah, COVID year.
Yeah.
Does that count? I mean, Michigan kind of cowards.
No, Ryan Day, the head coach of Ohio State, has not beaten Michigan in the 3 games they've played since he became head coach. He has not
beaten. Does the forfeit count? Right? Wasn't there a COVID forfeit?
COVID cancellation.
It's a forfeit. My man.
Okay, you want to give that today?
I'll give that today. That's okay. A win.
Yeah. Wait, is this right?
That doesn't sound right. When's that article from?
Well, if it's not from... He didn't win the last two, so...
Right, I get that. But Day's only been the coach for... He's only been the coach for like... No, he's been the coach longer than that, right? No? Dude, time is a fucking flat circle. I have no idea. When did Urban leave?
Okay, no, he's 1-2.
Yeah.
I think he's 1-2. Whatever. He's underwater. Yeah, I'll take Michigan.
Wisconsin. Catching 1, going to Nebraska. The over-under is 42.5.
Ooh.
Give me the Cornhuskers. Give me the under.
What's the under?
42.5.
Okay, Nebraska... We really haven't been talking about this, have we? But a promising season down the drain in Lincoln.
That's exactly what I thought it would be. They're still better than before.
Yeah. But 5-5? I mean, they started 1, 2, 3, 4. They started 5-1. They're on a 4-game losing streak. And they beat Colorado. They had a good win against Rutgers at home. And quite frankly... They choked in that game against Illinois.
That was a good game, though.
It was. I'm just saying they should have won that at home, and then the wheels kind of fell off. Obviously, look, no shame losing back-to-back weeks to Indiana and Ohio State, but UCLA and USC?
UCLA is getting hot, all right.
Yeah, I guess. They did beat Iowa as well. Wisconsin, meanwhile, not doing so hot themselves, but... I don't blame them.
They just kept it close against Oregon. They're going to get, I think the line's this close because of that.
Yeah. I mean, their last 3 weeks, boy, these teams have lost a combined 7 games in a row. Iowa has had a rougher schedule, though. Wisconsin's had a rougher schedule with Penn State, Iowa, and Oregon back to back to back. Damn, this is tough. A pick 'em, basically.
Just give me the home team in that situation.
I'll take the Badgers. Yeah, I'll take the Badgers. By the way, we're making these picks.
MyBookie.com.
We make these picks at MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. You put in $1,000, they'll give you $1,000. You put in $100, they'll give you $100 to play with. Whatever. You get the idea. They'll match up to $1,000. What's really cool about MyBookie, too, is that if you are an OG, a long-term player, you've just been playing for a little while, you are automatically enrolled in the MyBookie Plus Rewards Program. Doesn't cost anything. Don't even have to fill out extra paperwork. You just become a MyBookie Plus Rewards member. You get points for every dollar that you bet. 1 point per straight bet. Per dollar, 3 points per parlay. So if you want to just couple all our picks together, boom, you make a ton of points off that. Same with the casino. And one of the cool things you get in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program, there are a bunch of rewards you get for your points and stuff like that. But one of my favorite ones is the rake back system, where if you have a bad week, toss you a couple bucks and say, hey, we know you like to have fun and you know, have some skin in the game. So here you go. Have fun playing on the house this week. I always recommend putting that. They're not gonna give you all your money back, by the way. They just give you a little bit back. I always recommend putting that in a big parlay and just trying to win it all back in one fell swoop, so you can turn to your wife and be like, I told you I'm not an idiot, you dumb bitch, making money for this family.
I'm a fucking winner. Mm-hmm. What'd you do today? You didn't do any goddamn
nothing
thing.
You didn't clean shit. These enchiladas
dishes
taste like ass,
are in the sink still. I won my parlay.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you and the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a winner.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold me back.
I'm going to leave both of you, both of these boys, and the one you're pregnant with. This is all hypothetical.
You're dragging me down.
Yeah. But yeah. Just saying, that's what the rake back will get.
Not even ready for what I'm about to do.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That's at mybookie.com. Check it out. Who we got next? Oh, God.
Next, we got Texas Tech -3.5 at Oklahoma State. The over-under is 65.5. Give me Tech all day.
Yeah, I don't care.
Just Gundy's lost the locker room.
I don't care where this game is. I don't care about anything other than the fact that Oklahoma State is a fucking disaster. And because, by the way, like, they haven't not lost a game by double digits in a month. And in fact, oh my God.
Oh God.
They've only not lost five of their seven games that they've lost by double digits. Mm. I mean, it's just fucking abysmal Tech all day. I don't know.
Nice. I know this has no bearing on the college football show, but I just want to update you with my gambling follies this week.
Oh, let's go.
Had Keith Mitchell to win the RSM. Started out pretty good yesterday. Shot 5 under. Know what he is today?
What?
6 over today.
So he's only 1 over
now
overall.
He's 1 over, but he was 1 back. He's now 10 back.
How many people between him and the leader?
81.
Okay, so it's crowd field.
Yeah, so, maybe turn it around, Keith. Didn't expect to see that. I was like, oh, I got somebody in the mix this week. Nope. No, I don't. Sure don't, pal. Also, Ryan Moore shot 3 under yesterday. He's 2 over. It's cool. Cool. Anyway, let's get to my school, who Vegas loves. The University of Central Florida.
They
sit your knots.
Really do.
-3 in Morgantown.
On the road in Morgantown.
Over under 63.5.
I'll just let you break this down.
We've obviously found QB1,
yep.
Dylan Risk,
yeah,
the guy, the man, should have beaten Arizona State last week. If you paid no mind of the score, we beat Arizona State. We did. We gifted them a blocked punt touchdown.
Okay.
At the end of the half, we were at the half yard line after our return man decided he dropped the ball in the end zone. So he's like, I have to bring it out. gets tackled at the half-yard line, almost gets a safety on a kick return. There's like 30 seconds left in the half. They're like, you know what, Risk? I know we know you're a freshman. Try to drive it down the field. Sling it.
Yeah. Have some guts.
Yeah. We're gonna go for points here at the half-yard line.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go 99 and a half yards. Immediately throws a pick six. Like, yeah. I don't even really put it on him. Like, there was so much pressure.
Yeah.
He just kind of spazzed out, threw a pick six. 14 points right there. There were so many other situations that we just gift-wrapped Arizona State the game.
So is Arizona State not as good as you think?
Scatabo didn't play.
Okay.
So.
Is he back this week, I think?
Oh, dude, he's been back.
Okay.
He came back, and they rolled Kansas State.
I'm sorry. That's right.
They were up 24-0 on Kansas State and then just kind of left their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
K-State scored two garbage time touchdowns. Whatever. No, they're good with Scatabo.
Okay.
Your favorite guy.
Yeah. Scatabo.
West Virginia also, I don't know, Jekyll and Hyde. Some good games, some games where they are absolute ass.
Still stunning to me.
I can't take the way we've been playing and the way we've been coached all year. The way Gus just is a total fucking moron. How are we going to beat West Virginia at Morgantown? I just don't see it. Give me West Virginia. Give me the points.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Give me the money line,
too. In any way, see it either. Definitely.
We got to win the next two games and make a bowl game. We got to beat West Virginia and then beat Utah. Not the easiest.
No.
Not the hardest, though. All things considered, when you looked earlier in the year, you would have thought Utah would have been better. You would have thought West Virginia would have been better.
How is Neil Brown still employed?
I don't know. Who's West Virginia going to get? Bring back Rich Rod?
I don't know. But Neil Brown
They should, honestly. Bring back Rich Rodriguez. That is the perfect marriage.
Neil Brown's been their coach since 2019.
Was there a more fun team in college football than Rich Rod's West Virginia?
Those teams were great. Those teams were a
Slayton.
Blast.
Pat White.
Can't really blame Michigan for rolling the dice on that.
No.
Like, if you remember how electric those West Virginia teams were.
They were so fun.
That you know it.
That was, I missed that Big East football.
Ugh.
But Big East basketball is the best, but Big East football was fun.
That was not Big East football. That was West Virginia football. Big East football sucked.
Nah, dude, that was Big East football.
That was not Big East football.
Big East football
that
was dope.
That was fucking, Big East football was ass. Ass.
You're talking from a position of not knowing and not watching.
I do know, and I did watch.
It was the best.
Fucking terrible.
It was the best, dude. I love Big East football.
I'm taking West Virginia as well. I just this is bizarre.
I hate my team. Pitt plus 8.5 at Louisiana.
What?
No, this is dumb.
Louisville.
Sorry, I don't know why. That's a
thought that was a weird matchup.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, Louisiana's kicking ass right now. Do they have an outside shot?
No, probably. I don't know.
They have one loss.
Okay. What are they? Sun Belt? Fun Belt?
Yeah.
I'm rooting for it.
I mean, they have no shot. Let's be real. But could they be ranked by next week?
Man, poor Louisville.
Also, I'm sorry. They have two losses. They lost to South Alabama last week.
Yeah. Probably done. Probably cooked. So, Louisville, this is one of those weird situations.
They just lost to Stanford.
Yeah.
This is a classic bounce back spot. I think they're going to win big.
I think so, too.
I think Brohm just doesn't fuck around.
One thing you got to keep in mind with Louisville is this is like the cruelty of college football. And it's one thing why I should have known better about Missouri being fucked this year is that South Carolina for Missouri just snapped a 5-game winning streak we had in 1-score games, right? 1-score games. So there's a statistic essentially like forcing fumbles is a skill. Team can be good at forcing fumbles. There is no such thing as being good at recovering fumbles. It's pure luck, right? And essentially what they've found is that winning 1-score games is also basically pure luck. Like if a game is that close, it's a coin flip. Like it's not you can talk about like quarterbacks like having it and always taking their team down the field, and that's kind of true more so in the NFL, I would say. But like, one score games are essentially luck. Like, the outcome, once it gets that close, is it's luck. It breaks on a call or a fumble or whatever, a misread, a bad route or a great route or a blown coverage, whatever. Louisville has had horrific one score game luck this year. They have won every game they've won, except for one, has been by multiple scores. I'm sorry, two. They're 2-4 in one score games. If they're 4-2 in one score games, they're in the playoff hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They lost, and they lost by one score to good fucking teams, to Notre Dame, to SMU, and to Miami,
Stanford.
So that's not great. But the thing is, though, this Louisville team is a lot better than you think it is. It's just essentially shit has not broken their way. Louisville rolls. And it sucks. If two of these games go different, especially Miami and Notre Dame, or Miami and even Miami and Stanford, it's just a totally different situation.
All right, we got the biggest game of the weekend. The Pac-2 Championship.
Pac-2 Bowl.
Wazoo -11.5 at Oregon State, the over under 57.5. Tensions in the media this week.
Between the two schools?
Yeah, just talking about, though, they would have left us if they had the chance. I don't feel any type of kinship with Oregon State.
Wazoo
big. Oregon State has been a massive disappointment this year. Not that I should have really expected anything from them.
Losing by 28 to Air Force, not scoring on Air Force, is fucking...
That's atrocious.
You know what else is atrocious, though? Losing to New Mexico.
Yeah.
Which Wazoo just did. But that means Wazoo's going to come out ripping throats.
I honestly kind of think New Mexico's a little feistier, right? Like, there's no... Air Force is so bad this year. New Mexico has been a little... They've been a thorn in the side of people.
I mean...
Bronco Mendenhall's kind of got a little bit of edge to him.
I guess, if you want to say
people
that.
People aren't talking about New Mexico being feisty, but here I am.
They did drop 39 on Arizona.
Yeah. You got Mazu as well?
Yeah. Oregon State's.
Here's a game I love.
Why do you love it?
Baylor -8 at Houston, the over-under is 50.5. People have not realized that Baylor's woken up.
Yeah.
We talked about how Kansas has figured shit out. Baylor has figured things out.
Yeah. I like Aranda.
Dave Aranda.
I like him. I think he's a good coach.
He was kind of on the hot seat there.
And I didn't understand it. I like truly didn't understand it. I guess he's 29 and 29, but like, let's keep in mind he's 29 and 29 at Baylor. There's no history
except RG3,
yeah,
and Art Briles, and like, history you don't want. They try to sweep it under the rug,
right? And I know it was early in his tenure, but it was year two.
There's definitely a history at Baylor. It's not a history.
No. He went 12-2 in 2021. I know that the next 2 years have been kind of.
But again, you're Baylor.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Shouldn't be expecting a lot. I know they have that big fancy stadium right off I-35.
Because I've never thought about this. Would Baylor just be the UCF of Texas?
What do you mean?
Not in like institution wide, like compare, but like on the totem pole of things, right? So obviously in Florida, it's Florida, Florida State, Miami.
UCF's fourth, probably.
Yeah, UCF might be four.
What would be above them?
It's us, yeah.
Yeah. Baylor, so above Baylor in Texas is UT, A&M, Tech, for sure.
TCU, Baylor?
Yeah, TCU, Baylor, SMU are all kind of
right there.
Is
Baylor the USF?
I think Baylor's, I don't know, out of those schools, I mean, so TCU made a natty. Both Baylor and TCU were really good in the Big 12 when UT and OU were kind of down. Remember, they were winning. They won like Big 12 championships.
Baylor also won a national championship in basketball. We cannot forget that.
We cannot. Great Baylor team. But we're talking about football. And Baylor's good again this year. They just had a big buzzer beater last night in double overtime, I believe.
There's actually a lot of good basketball teams this year.
Oh, yeah. No, this is going to be a fun college basketball year. I would put Baylor at fourth or fifth.
Regardless, I'm going Baylor minus eight. I think they wreck Houston.
Yes, 100%. Baylor rolls. Houston doesn't have a home field advantage.
No, not at this point. Then we got Vandy plus 7.5 at LSU. The over-under is 53.5. I have no feeling this game. Does LSU stink?
No. Who's LSU lost to? USC, bad loss. At A&M, not a bad loss. Alabama, not a bad loss.
Got rolled.
They did get rolled, so that's bad, I guess you could say. And then, honestly, I don't think at Florida was a bad loss. You want to talk about teams?
It's not a good loss.
You want to talk about teams getting it together?
Florida.
Florida's getting it together.
With Lagway?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think LSU covers in this game, actually, though, because I think Vandy's magic is saved for next week.
Yeah. Let's go over. Let's just cheer for points here.
What is the over under?
53.5.
Oh, I love the over. Yeah, over. Absolutely.
Next up, Virginia Tech minus 2.5 at Manny Diaz's Duke Blue Devils. The over under is 46.5. Bit of a weird line here. Duke at home.
Give me Duke. Duke will be my money line dog. 7-3 Duke. I know they're both 3-3 in the ACC, but yeah, man, I'll take Duke at home.
I'll go Virginia Tech. Just okay. Be different. Cincy plus 8 at K-State. The over-under is 53.5. Dude, I don't know what to make it. Like, this might just be a week K-State shows up and butt-fuck Cincinnati, so I'll go Kansas State.
That feels right. Cincinnati has actually, they're on a 3-game losing streak. I guess they gave West Virginia a game, but Colorado and Iowa State both won by double. Iowa State blew them out. At home, yeah, this is a week K-State rolls, and everyone's like, oh, K-State?
No one goes that because they've looked awful this year.
Yeah, it's fair.
Avery Johnson has been a massive disappointment. You ran out a guy that might win a national championship this year. Granted, I don't like Ohio State anymore because they keep losing the offensive linemen. I think that's going to be a big deal eventually.
Who?
Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
They keep losing their O linemen.
Yeah. I mean,
Ross is freaking out about it. So
it will be a big deal at some point. Maybe against...
Not against... I don't think it will be a big deal against Indiana. They probably beat Indiana. Unfortunately, but against when they get to the playoff,
they catch a Georgia or a something like that.
An SEC school that just runs down their fucking throat.
Yeah.
And then just like has an incredible defensive line.
Yeah. A defensive line that they're swapping dudes out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You don't have good subs for your offensive line. Yeah.
Then we got USC minus 5 at UCLA. The over is 51.5.
I usually don't
this
say
is a great
things.
Game. This like, is a cool game.
What?
I like this game.
This game is boring as fuck. God, this is just a...
You hate this game.
I hate this game.
It's the Rose Bowl.
This is a disgraceful game. This is just sad.
One of the most iconic venues in sports,
it's
the Rose
just
Bowl.
Sad. It's sad.
Just the downfall of both schools
yeah.
and teams.
Give me UCLA to cover.
Me too. Just robbery. Throw the records out, you know?
Yeah.
And then we'll finish off...
The biggest game of the week.
Colorado State plus 3 at Fresno
this
State.
This game... No bullshit. Colorado State at Fresno State. Full stop.
Colorado
has
State,
playoff implications.
It could fuck over the Mountain West.
It has playoff implications. Yeah, yes. Yeah. There are actual playoff implications with Colorado State at Fresno State.
People just sleeping on Colorado State. Not knowing. I was one of them. I was like, oh yeah, Colorado State's undefeated in the fucking Mountain West.
I didn't know that. I just didn't even think about it.
Nope. Got run by Texas, run by Colorado, lost to Oregon State in like double overtime.
Yeah.
They're not good, but they could. There's a path for them to fuck over the Mountain West.
Colorado State's winning this game.
I'll go Fresno just to hope the UNL. We want UNLV.
This is the
Boise.
Same Colorado State. These guys have an attitude. These guys like to fucking win. They were talking mad shit on Colorado and Dion and stuff like that. This is a team with Tude. They're feeling themselves. They win this game. They're going to make the Mountain West Championship.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got.
All right. For Darren Jester, I'm Rob Fox. See you later.
Later.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.